This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. It's great to be with you today on this rainy Southern California morning. Yes, it does rain in Southern California, and we're very thankful for it. We've had fires pretty close to where I live the last 2 weeks, so we're thanking God for the rain today. I have a very special guest today. His name is JT Maticus. He's going to be talking about why he encourages people to do what makes them happy and fulfilled. JT is an American author, entrepreneur, and medical educator known worldwide for his Future Doc House, a YouTube channel where he demystifies complicated medical subjects such as microbiology. He's author of Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances, the novel that serves as the inspiration for a TV series. Welcome to the show, JT. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, doing great. I'm in Northern California, enjoying the sun.
Yay. Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you're currently doing now.
Well, I studied medicine, and I did that for, I guess many years, 5 years, 2 years pre-med, 3 years medical school. Mm-hmm. And my last medical school was actually in Poznan, Poland. That's where I met my wife. And
wow.
We had children right away, even well, before we got married, we were living in sin. But it was a great time, and I decided to put my medical studies on hold and focus on the family. But I guess you can't keep this creative mind from stopping to work. And so I started to teach some medicine on YouTube as Future Doc House, and from there I got inspired to make these characters interesting, these patients and doctors interesting. We have to learn about patients. We have to learn about doctors. They have symptoms. They have a diagnosis. And we made these stories more interesting by adding some personality to these doctors, adding some backstory to these patients, and mix some spy thriller and some novelistic catches in there, and you have a novel. So
wow, nice. So then your novels or your books are based on reality, but then with a little bit of embellishment. Is that correct?
Yes. I try to still make everything real. So the medicine is definitely real. The patients are real. The diagnosis are real. The doctors are real. Not all doctors are, say, we're not perfect. Let's just leave it at that. Some doctors, we all have flaws. And so I try to make these backstories of these doctors real, with a past, with, say, secrets. And so the doctors are real, but they're genuine, and they do know the medicine, so that's important. Mm-hmm. As far as the drama and the mystery, I try to still keep it as real as possible. Everything I do has to be real, from how they would open a door and walk into a patient room, and all those kind of things.
Nice. That's nice, because although we like, we do love to be entertained when we watch TV or we watch movies, but at the same time, we want it to be believable, because sometimes you see things that are so outrageous. So I love that you're so dedicated to that, to the authenticity of it. I know one of the things you talk about is encouraging people to pursue happiness. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, in life, you find yourself unhappy at times, and you can either spiral down a dark path, or you can really make a decision to do what makes you happy. You may not like your job. You may not like your boss. Who does? And if you do, cheers to you. But if you don't, find what makes you happy. For example, I find myself doing stuff that are kind of meditative for me, even though it's, say, hard labor. I'm actually currently building a fireman's bed, like a bed for a toddler, which is a shape of a fire truck. And it's a lot of work, but I use my hands. I use that, say, hour or even two, depending on if my wife comes to the garage and yells at me, come to bed. as a form of meditation, and I'm building something, and it makes me happy. It makes me happy when I use my hands to create something. You know, I'm a creative guy. And so find what makes you happy. If it means going to the cinema, buying a big, large can of popcorn and sitting in front of a movie and escaping from reality, and that's your happiness, do it. You know, do something positive or productive and be happy. And, of course, you know, if you still are stuck in your job or with a, you know, a boss that you don't like, well, look forward to what you want to do to make you happy. And that's what my philosophy is. And so I just wanted to be happy. I just did things to be happy. Writing a novel. Actually, writing is what makes me happy. Everyone always told me, but they were friends and family, so I kind of thought they were a bit biased. They liked my writing. My English teachers, on the other hand, they gave me a D. Let's not kid ourselves. I'm a D student in English. I have the professor. She's at Pepperdine. If she's hearing this, well, she probably knows who I am.
And that still doesn't keep you from writing because it makes you happy. I love that. You know, I love how authentic you are, how you're sharing the reality of who you are and what you love. And what you said about pursuing what makes you happy, I just love that. We don't hear enough about that. And it doesn't matter what it is, like you say, whether for me it's reading. I love to read. I love to write. I do enjoy movies. And sometimes it could be something simple. I love that you're building a bed for your son. You didn't say it was a son or a daughter. I'm assuming because it's a fireman. But, you know, using your hands, it connects us. It connects us, and it is a nice form of meditation. Let's talk a little bit about authenticity and what that's played, that role for you in your life so far.
I'm real. I feel like you have to be real. You have to be honest. Not only honest with yourself, but honest with your colleagues, your family, your friends. I am honest with myself because I wanted to be, say, I wanted to be a comedian, and I went on stage at Pepperdine University to do like a little coffee hour. I did 5 minutes and no one laughed, and I walked off the stage and I said, okay, so I'm not a comedian. Let's leave it at that. And I was honest with myself, okay, not going down that road. And I was honest with myself, and I stayed the course and finished my business school and business courses and became a salesman in the end. And I'm always honest with my family because there's no reason to hide things. They live with you. They're going to know. If you're stressed, just be honest that you're stressed. You need a little extra, say, support, an extra hug maybe. If you're tired, if you're ill, you know, just ask for the help. Be honest with yourself. You know, get better. Do what you need to do to get back to 100% so that you can be, say, the father or the husband you need to be. You know, honest with my colleagues and friends. If you're not honest with your friends and colleagues and genuine, everyone can see past that, see through that. And you may not even have colleagues or friends because of that. So
yeah.
That's where I find this drive to be really honest. And, you know, a little bit personal about myself, my grandfather actually gets to name the grandson. This is a very old tradition in Chinese heritage. And he actually named me a person with a good heart, which also can be translated to a person who is honest.
What a lovely tradition. I love that. That's beautiful. You know, it's so refreshing to hear the things that you're saying about be honest. If you need help, ask for it. Don't try to hide things from a man, because men are known for they're going to figure it out. They don't need any help, you know, and women too. But men are especially known for, and in our society, especially pushed to do that, to be perfect, to not show, you know, don't show any weakness. That way the lions don't eat you. So I love that you're coming forth and saying that, JT, because we need to hear this. Nobody can help you if you don't ask for help. And I remember a time in my life where I didn't want to ask for help. I wanted to do everything myself. I could do it better than anybody else, right? But I had to learn how to allow people to help me. And it's a wonderful thing. That's why we're not here alone. We're here with a whole world of people. Love that. So what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
The message I want to bring to the public through my works, in a sense, is that we're all human. We're all flawed. And the overall theme for my story actually is there really are no true villains. There really are no true, well, they're all heroes, but you know, there's not a bit of a villain in us without being a hero. You know, we all do things for a reason. We all do things for selfish reasons even. And so hence, if you do things for selfish reasons, are you the hero or are you the villain? You know, what if you do things for selfish reasons? For example, you do anything and everything to save your son, you know, and maybe the son has some flaws. Maybe he's into drugs. Maybe he's an alcoholic. Maybe all he does is play video games. But you, as a parent, would do anything to save your son. You know, maybe even doing something, say, villainous, but for the greater good. And so I try to put these themes into my story and really try to have people look at the heart, look at where a character is coming from. You know, people say blackmailing and extortion is bad. But what if you're blackmailing and extorting, say, the criminals or, say, a mob family, you know, and using that money for charity purposes, you know, a female Robin Hood to put it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so these are the themes that I play with. You know, you see these characters. They don't look like doctors, but they are doctors. They also have the medical knowledge to heal, you know, but they find themselves at the moment doing other things than medicine. And so I try to actually bring these people back into the medical world and diagnose patients and cure patients. And these patients are important in the story. And they're not only saving the patient's life, but these people are so important in the storyline that by saving this patient, you save other people's lives. So this is kind of the theory and the document, the themes in my storyline. Never give up. Never give up hope. You know, always find your purpose, your drive to do what you need to do.
I love that. I love what you said about are you the hero or the villain if you're doing good but you have an ulterior motive for it. It gives us a lot to think about because we have these black and white ways of looking at things sometimes, right? Society does. And this is bad, that's good, that's a villain, that's the hero. But you make the people realistic, whereas all of us, like you say, have flaws. All of us have our bright side and our dark side. And I love that you're bringing that through in your works. Really, really nice. We're going to take a quick break. And if you want to call in and ask JT a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Ew! Mom, what is wrong with my hair?
Oh, honey, you have lice.
Lice?
It's rather tasty.
I know. Let's try Grace's Niplix.
Hey, what's that nice smell?
Wow, they're gone.
Grace's Niplix not only gets rid of lice, but also prevents it. It's a safe, plant-based product that can be used every day for healthy hair. Grace's Niplix.com.
Use Niplix to protect you.
Hello, this is Calvin Evans with Exodus Adventures. We are excited to announce that we are offering online fitness training. So when you sign up and you either sign up for 4 or 8 or 12 weeks, we have incentive trips for you when you reach your wellness goals. So sign up today at exodusadventures.com. That's X-O-D-U-S adventures.com. Thanks so much and have a great rest of your day. Take care.
Dr. Michelle Arhana is a relationship coach, author, and speaker. Dr. Michelle helps singles and couples emotionally heal, connect deeper through intimacy, and live authentically. Book your free session today at michellearhana.com. Wondering if he or she is the one? Need to reinvent your relationship? Go to MichelleRHanna.com and purchase The Vows, a workbook for marriage success and understanding yourself. Don't forget to follow her on IG at Michelle_R_Hanna.
Perceptive Awareness Technique with Susan Zumo teaches rapid expansion of your psychic abilities, increases self-esteem, and provides immediate and accurate answers to all your questions. Contact Susan at SusanZumo.com, that's SusanZumo.com, or call 757-275-4071. Again, that's SusanZumo.com or 757-275-4071 to get started.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest J.D. Madigas. And we've been talking about his role as an American author, an entrepreneur, and a medical educator. So let's talk a little bit about your book now, or about your story, which is also being made into a series, Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances.
Well, I wrote this novel because I created a company called Qupi, Qupi.com, which is a medical database of 10,000 multiple choice medical questions to help medical students pass their exams. And in writing some of these boring exercises and they're called vignettes, short stories about a patient, I made the patient interesting. I gave the patient a girlfriend. I gave the patient, a life, maybe a little bit of an espionage life. He's a photographer. He's maybe even a bit of a stalker. And I put these character traits into the patient or even a doctor. You know, I made a doctor a fighter. He's actually a big guy, a strong guy. He's a boxer, and he's unfortunately fallen in with the wrong crowd. He's fallen in with a dangerous crowd, a criminal crowd. And so not only is he kind of their rooster in the fighting ring, but he's also their doctor. So when one of their criminals, mobster fella, gets shot, well, he's the one digging out the bullet. So I made these stories more interesting. And from these ideas, I kind of put them together and made them into a novel. And I remember the first draft. It was so broken and not even ready to be even released. But I just thought, I'll just send it to a friend who's an avid reader. And she read it she started reading it at midnight, and she didn't go to bed until 3 a.m. And she said, you need to continue this and make it better. I'm like, wow, okay, that's encouraging from someone who's an avid reader. So from there, it just got better and better. I got an editor on it, and here we are. Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances.
Wow, that's fantastic. So what can the reader expect out of this? What is, you know, what's the reader in for?
The reader's in for how I write novels is I write kind of to the point and short. I don't really describe the scene as much as maybe I should as a writer, but I really want them to focus on the characters, the relationship between the characters, and how they interact. And every chapter, I just kind of, you know, if I did a good job, after every chapter, you just want to read the next one. You just want to read the next one. You just want to read the next one. And like my friend who didn't put the book down until she finished at 3 a.m, that was my goal. And so it is a short novel. It's an exciting takeaway. I feel like my goal is you will read this novel and time will just pass by and you'll just continually just get into the story. And that's the goal.
Really nice. So do you want to talk a little bit about that it's become an inspiration for a TV series? That's very exciting.
Yeah. So I always thought that this novel is a bit of a comic, in a sense, like the hero comics, Superman, Batman, as you prefer. And so I said, you know what, this novel really needs to be like an animation trailer, obviously a book trailer, needs to be made for this novel. It's that kind of dynamic. And so I commissioned a studio to make this animation. And this artist was really, really good at what he did, and he made the animation for it. And he also told me, wow, you know, this actually should be done with real people. He's also a scenographer. He does the storyboards for movies, for film.
Okay.
And he said, I would do the storyboard for you, but you should really consider making this into a film. And I said, all right, let's continue the conversation. And from that conversation, we built a team. I found out my illustrator for the novel is also a director. So we got director, we got storyboarder, we got a camera crew, lights, sets, and locations, and, you know, ready, camera, action, go.
Wow, that's really exciting, JT. So how does it feel when it has already started, the actual filming of it?
Yeah, actually, we filmed, we first thought we finished the film because we filmed all the scenes that we wanted to film. And we were in post-production, and a little sneak peek at what's going on in the background. Comments from our film was that it's missing something. It's missing the wow factor. And
okay.
So currently, I'm actually, you know, secretly, no one knows this, I'm actually already writing another extra scene for the film. And I'm actually casting a possible lead character. So we're going to introduce another character into the film, and we're doing casting right now. And I'm writing the script back and forth with my script doctor and director, and we're gonna make this film with the wow factor. So that's what we're currently doing.
That's so exciting. When you first started out writing this, did you have any inkling or idea that it could be made into a film?
No, first of all, I was a medical student. So, all right, transition to, say, creating questions for a question bank, a medical question bank, help students. Yeah, that makes sense. Teaching medicine on YouTube as future Doc DOC House, that makes sense. And then the novel was kind of a passion project. Like you said, dare to be authentic, be happy, do what you need to do, pursue your happiness. Mm-hmm. And that passion project kind of evolved into a novel, and I got an illustrator who was really excited about this novel and do some illustrations for the novel, as well as he loved the storyline so much that he wanted to be the director for this project, and so we're all kind of debutantes, novelist, producer, director. And here we are. It was kind of mind blowing. If you were to ask me 5 years ago, where would I be? I'd say I'd probably be in a clinic, treating patients.
Yeah.
And it's surprising how the story has changed and evolved. Maybe I might write another novel about my life.
Yeah, you know, I love it because you allowed it to change and evolve. You could have decided, you know, we get inspirations, we get ideas. The question is, are we going to go with that inspiration and idea? Because we all are inspired, every one of us on this earth, right? And
the
question is, are we flexible enough to say, I'm going to do this? Or I'm a doctor, you know, I'm in the medical field. What am I doing writing? Okay, what am I doing now making a movie, creating a film? So I love that you've had the courage, and that's why I wanted you on the show, Dare to be Authentic. You've had the courage to step out and do something you weren't even setting out to do, you had not planned to do, but you're doing it, and it sounds like you're loving it from here. So I think it's wonderful.
I am. I'm not gonna lie. I'm also blessed because I did jobs that I didn't like. I had bosses that I hated. I worked as a pharmaceutical salesperson, you know, and I got out of that field. And even before that, I did something even worse. I actually worked for a cigarette company, marketing and promoting cigarettes.
Wow.
And, you know, so hence, there is no hero. There's also a bit of a villain in all of us, you know, and maybe the hero in you, you know, gets you out of, say, a life of misery, you know, selling cigarettes or selling pharmaceutical drugs and to drive you to pursue something that is, in my opinion, hopefully honorable and, you know, better for society, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so But on the same note, I was fortunate to have that option, You know, not many of us have that option.
We
have to be careful. You know, we still have responsibilities. We still have to be a good father, a good husband. You know, we can't put the family in financial ruin on a whim to, say, create a novel or create a movie. So there is always that balancing act that we have to follow and do and pursue in our life.
I agree. Very nice. So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you, where everybody can see your novel and everything else.
Wonderful. Well, I'm J.T. Maticus, author of the novel Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances. It's currently available on Kindle platform, and I know we're having some technical difficulties with getting it to print, but it should be available on Amazon print, hopefully before the end of the year, definitely for Christmas. I'm shooting for that goal so that you can have a copy for your stocking stuffers. And you can find me on Instagram as J.T. Maticus, M-A-D-I-C-U-S, as well as Jason Maticus on Facebook. And if you search on Facebook as well, J.T. Maticus, I should pop up as the author and film producer. And if for those medical students out there, if you want to watch my medical lecture series, it's Future Doc, D-O-C, House, H-O-U-S-E. So Future Doc House on YouTube for the medical stuff.
Fantastic. And you can also find JT on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoach, M-A-R-I.com. Click on the radio show page, and he's right there, his picture, a link to his website, and a link to this interview, which I hope that you'll pass along because it's been so awesome so far. So is there one thing that you'd like to say to a listener, maybe something that's on your heart today?
So we are humans. We are social creatures. Find the people who love you, and from the people who love you, create your own family. Family doesn't have to be blood. I found in my productions, in my creative aspirations, I've met so many wonderful people, and they're almost like family, like sisters, like brothers. And it's just been amazing with the people I've worked with. Not many people know this, but I'm actually more of an introvert. And it was quite surprising that I have so many friends after these projects that I can rely on and actually not only call friends but family, and we get together and we enjoy our time with each other. And so that's my takeaway before I go, I guess.
Yeah, I love that, because you know, doing something that you love, and then you get together with other people that do something they love, and then it's kind of, you create magic together, and that's how that unit becomes. You become so close, like family. So I love that encouragement that you have, JT, because we all need to have fun things that we do. I mean, you started this project as a fun thing, you know, the book, the writing. I love to write as well. Writing just makes me happy. And so putting this as a side project just to bring joy to your life, and look how far it's gone. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Very, very nice. So is there anything else you'd like to say before we close the show?
No, just dare to be authentic. And JT Maticus here, trying to, I guess, fulfill my destiny and be the creative, relentless creator I can be. And I hope you enjoy my novel and soon-to-be-released film.
Awesome. Well, it was just such a pleasure having you on the show, JT. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening in on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Like I said, you will have a replay of this available. Pass it on. So many great things. Go look for Final Diagnosis, No Second Chances. And you can find JT on my website as well. So have a wonderful day, and make sure you listen to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
Thank you.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.